they're not going to build a new road through that other wet area, and then you could avoid all traffic on the road. That might appease your neighbors. But that's probably a non-starter.
There's no other conditional use permits for nightly rentals in this subdivision?
No.
Would that be a reason in itself?
That could be one of the reasons.
Does that fit under number four, the proposed use is compatible with adjacent uses? In terms of scale, site, design, and operating characteristics. No one else is operating a nightly rental in the neighborhood, so. I mean, that's the concern that I've heard from the neighbors, is just general traffic and compatibility with a residential neighborhood.
Doesn't number two cover it? It will injure the enjoyment of others, is what it says. I mean, it will. They just all stood up and said it.
Well, we've had a motion and a second to deny. In discussion, have we had enough discussion, Scott? Or
no, I've been writing these down.
Okay.
It's going to have an adverse impact due to there's no on the other area residential single-family homes, on the comfort and general welfare. There's no other nightly rentals operating in the neighborhood, so it's not compatible because due to the fact that we'll have an adverse impact. And substantial injury to the other area, single-family residential. I think that came from Tom.
Is there any more opportunity for me to say anything, or am I done? Or I didn't know if there was. I'm not sure about the.
Do what? Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I just want to make sure. I'm sorry. You know, when part of the due diligence process of purchasing the property, we consulted with the Taney County rule book and everything, and we want to make sure before we even purchase property that we were following all of the guidelines you guys have listed as far as how to zone a residential property as a conditional use. So that was part of our due diligence period with that. So under that, those understandings that were provided to us, that's why we made the decision to purchase it. You know, as we're talking about making a substantial impact on the downside and the negative to the neighborhood, I would respectfully say, like, our goal is not to have any sort of negative, any sort of negativity in this. So, you know, we want to get to know the neighborhood. We want to know people by name. We want to be heavily involved, making it pretty, even the grounds surrounding it. We have plans to do that. So I don't think as far as a substantial negative impact on the community, I would respectfully disagree that, you know, our plans, what we've outlined, is going to cause that. And, you know, to the point of it being the first, you know, just like some of the speakers earlier, there's always a first one, you know what I mean? And I would love to be that for this neighborhood because I think we would do it really well. We have really great builder we're working with, an architect who's building this beautiful cabin. And I would love to make that a space that, you know, can be very just beautiful for the entry point of the neighborhood. And so that's just kind of my final remarks.
I can appreciate what you're saying, but from my perspective, I mean, you guys do your thing. Say you get approved and you do your thing. And then what about the next person who wants to come? And he wants to do one. And it's not going to be as nice and, you know, as what you say you're going to do, but you're going to sit again. It's really a problem.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for denial. All those in favor of denying this concept and conditional use? Got four. All those opposed? Got two. 4-2.
So the motion to deny.
The motion to deny.
Okay.
There is, you want to explain to an appeal?
Is there an appeal process? You can call the office, but you have a 90-day window to make an appeal to a 5-member board of adjustment, and I can talk to you more about that. But you're tasked with just bringing evidence and showing where they made an error in their decision.
And you'll send us a recap of that?
Yeah, we'll give you a decision of record of these items that are in there and mail it to you, and then you can get with us.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe.
Will you stop?
We are down to old and.
See if you're awake.
New and old business.
I don't have any.
You don't have any?
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn by Devin.